On today's 5-Minute Friday, we're talking about how teamwork makes everything work. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Thank you so much for joining us on 5-Minute Friday on Kinetic Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Combs, and our topic this week is teamwork makes everything work. Teamwork and having teams, building teams, is a crucial, critical part of any organization, especially in ministry. And I would say even more so, it's needed and it's essential in kids' ministry. Every Sunday, every midweek service, there's multiple moving parts. There's multiple classes that are being taught. Within those classes, there's different needs that need to be met, whether it be logistics of snack or, if there's children that have special needs that need to be ministered to. Nursery, there's so many different things that are going on. And outside of those events, outside of Sunday, outside of midweek, there's also other things that need to be taken care of. And there's other events that are happening. And there's so many moving parts that are happening that it's impossible for one person to do it all. We know that, and we've talked about that in the past, how important it is for volunteers to be involved in many, many different aspects of kids ministry. But not only just having volunteers, but I encourage you as a kids pastor, as a kids leader, to always think in terms of teams, of an event that's coming up, or a theme curriculum that needs to be written, a ministry that needs to be launched within the kids ministry. Any kind of projects like that, think in teams. Yes, you are the leader. Yes, you establish the vision, and there's times where you're going to have to get things started, and there's going to be times where you initiate things, but always think in teams, because teams allow us to be strong in areas through other people, through other talents, through people who are going to make up for the areas that we're not as strong in, that we're weak in, or maybe things that we wouldn't even think of and how our brain is wired. We would never come to a conclusion or come to a creative solution that someone else on our team would. That's the beauty of teams. And so if you're a kids leader, kids pastor, number one, I would surround myself, which I do, with a core team. I have a core team of people that I surround myself with. And several times a year, we make an effort, whether it's through conference call or whether it's through meeting at our house and having lunch and fellowshipping. But we make the time to brainstorm events and to talk about what needs to be done for that quarter or for that month. But also, too, thinking long term, what are some things that we can be doing? What are some things that can be changed? What are some things that need to be improved on in our kids ministry? Because here's the thing, as a kids pastor, yes, you are a leader for your volunteers and you're a leader for your teachers. But also alongside with that, there are things that you can only do as a kids pastor, but there are a lot of things that you can have your team do and help you out with. And so a goal that you want to eventually reach, and you know, I guess you could say leadership in general is not ever an area that you completely reach. It's always something that we're striving to be, and there's always something that we're striving for, to be a good leader and to be an effective leader. And there are levels of leadership that we can reach, but one mindset that we always want to attain for is not necessarily you individually leading your volunteers or leading all of your teachers, but you are leading a team, and that team in turn is leading the volunteers. They are leading the teachers. And so have a team around you, and within that team, don't just let it be vague and we're just here to just gather around and talk about ideas, but give each person or give each couple in your team specific roles and specific areas that they're leaders over. Maybe you have a pre-K couple that a pre-K leader that they are over the pre-K team. Yes, they're under your leadership. They're under your vision that you've placed, but their main concern and their main thoughts and their main processes are all about how can we make pre-K better and how can we make preschool better. Maybe it's for nursery, or maybe if you have a check-in system, if you have a check-in team and it's all, you have someone that's over that, that's leading over that, that's taking ownership of how can we make sure that families feel welcome. What can we be doing better to make sure our families feel welcome, that children feel welcome, that our families are secure when they come into our ministry. If you have a ministry that you're launching, we just launched a ministry for children with special needs. And yes, I was a big part of that, but I also had someone who was a lot smarter than I am in that area and that has professional experience in that area, because she's going to provide things. She's going to provide expertise and knowledge that I never could. She's being strong in an area where I am weak. And so think in teams. Surround yourself with a team. And number one rule is communicate. And this is an area that I have to constantly be improving in, because we can get busy and we can be so busy with completing tasks, and we can be so busy with making sure boxes are checked off and things are coming at us and we make sure that they're completed. But don't forget to think in terms of teams and think in terms of vision of how can we as a team make sure that our kids' ministry is being effective and reaching our kids. Because teamwork not only makes the dream work, but it makes everything work. This has been 5 Minute Friday on Kinetic Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. God bless.